The Stopped Heart, written by Julie Myerson and read by Katie Moore. It was a sunny day. The sky was thick and high and blue. Addie Sands was standing in the lane and she was screaming. There was blood everywhere. On her skirts, her wrists, her face. A dark hole where her mouth should be. There were no words. Nothing but the black taste of her screaming. Nobody knew what to do. We all stared. We dared not go to her. I think some of us stepped away. At last, my mother went over, grabbing her by the shoulders, seeing the blood, the mess of her hair hanging down, tears and cries and wet on her face. "For the love of God, Addie, what is it? What's happened?" Addie moaned. She tried to twist her head away. She would not let herself look at my mother's face. "Just tell me," my mother said. Addie kept on weeping. She could hardly breathe for the weeping. My mother had her by the shoulders. She kept a hold of her. "Are the kiddies all right? Has something happened? Is it the school?" "The kiddies." A quick, burnt feeling went through me. Addie moaned and dropped to her knees. Right there in the lane with the sun high above and dandelions and dust and horse dung all around. "I didn't know," she said. "How could I know?" My mother kept very still. "Know what?" she said. Addie could not look at her. "I thought he'd come to fetch the kiddies home." Now my mother got it. Her face turned white. When at last Addie lifted her chin, her eyes did not go anywhere. They went straight through.
"I thought he'd come to fetch them. I didn't know what he was going to do. He had this great big happy smile on his face."
Addie gazed at my mother.
"He was smiling all the time he did it," she said.